Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Christians must deal with the devil defensively, not offensively. That's the headline. David James comes, Bible in hand, to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, we have a question on spiritual warfare from one of our listeners, correct?
That's right, Jimmy, and this is what our listener wrote. I hear a lot of my friends say, "I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. Can you please explain this?" So, Jimmy, this is a common approach to spiritual warfare in most charismatic circles. We do see Jesus rebuking Satan and other demons in several places. For example, when he was tempted in Matthew chapter 4, and then in Mark 1 when he healed a demon-possessed man. And there, of course, are others. And when this is put together with passages where Jesus gives authority over demons to the apostles in Matthew 10 and the 70 in Luke 10, they conclude that this is for every believer, but it's not. Those are unique cases. Believers are to take a defensive stance, to hold our ground, but not to go on the offense. That's the nature of the armor of God in Ephesians 6, for example. And in James 4, 7, and 8, we read, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." And then in Jude 9, we read this, "Yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, 'The Lord rebuke you.'" So, Jimmy, we're to stand firm in the faith and submit to the Lord, and he will provide the protection we need from the enemy.
David James explaining how Christians must approach the devil. It should be defensively and not offensively. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Spiritual warfare is an activity for Christians in the end of times. The writers of the New Testament give us not only warnings of satanic and demonic activity as we await the return of Jesus Christ, but also instructions on how to deal with satanic attacks. The Apostle Paul warned that the devil will appear as an angel of light, and his demons as false teachers, deceitful workers, and are able to transform themselves into an apostle of Jesus Christ. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 to 15. Remember that we are to put on the whole armor of God to defend ourselves against the devil and resist the devil. And James 4, 7 says he will flee from us. All of this is evidence that we are living in the end times. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...